It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, lady and gentleman, or more of you, whichever it is. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Friday, December 6th. Next Friday is Friday the 13th, so you've got a week to get ready for that. Now, we have a very special treat for you folks. The most popular part of any Sports Dump podcast has always been the Sports Widow portion. And in fact, when it was the Sports Widow podcast, was the highest success of this podcast in its history. And today we have the Sports Widow with us, Molly Erdman. Please say hello, Molly.
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't always keep this podcast
going
at its peak.
Floating. Our best episodes have been the ones with women guests. You and Sarah Spain.
Yep.
So there we go. And you're not exactly a guest.
Oh, gosh.
You live here.
I didn't know where you were studio. Going with that.
You live in the studio here.
That's true.
And we used to do this podcast more frequently. As you mentioned, maybe the last time we were here, one of the reasons we don't is that sports has been replaced by the gosh darn politics of the world.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should start a News Widow
podcast. That's even more useless than sports, in my estimation. But we do have some things to talk about. First of all, there are no jokes today. And this week, we've been a little short on jokes. And it's one of my favorite things.
Being short on jokes?
Well, yes. Makes it easier that way. But our usual joke writer, Quincy Miller, who writes probably 90% of the jokes, he has a gigantic child. And he's a handful. In every sense of the word, apparently.
You should mention that it's a baby.
Oh, yes.
Because once you start talking about older kids, calling them gigantic doesn't go over.
Like my brother's kid?
Yeah, I don't know. He's just tall now.
Oh, no, he's gigantic. His head rivals yours.
Okay.
I've never seen a child his age with such a big head.
Okay.
Remember when you used to have the helmet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to clarify, Joe said when he used to have the helmet, because it sounded a little like you said when you used to have the helmet.
Nah, I should have had a helmet a lot of times in my life.
Like you were talking to me.
Oh, no, you never had a helmet.
No.
And you never needed one.
No.
You have a very round head.
Yeah.
Remember when you didn't have hair?
Yes.
And that's when the roundness of your head really came in handy.
Mm, I guess so.
It's good for wigs. A nice even fit.
Sure.
Do you want to plug any of your wig-wearing activities?
I'm doing Elizabeth Warren impersonation videos.
Sure.
And you can find those at Warren Unfiltered.
Right.
On Facebook or Instagram or Warren Unfilter
on
Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. And I've seen you in action. Some people actually thought you were part of the campaign. That one guy.
Yes, at Comic-Con.
He was a little off.
Yeah.
So great. Well, hopefully people will look that up and hire you for cameos and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can record any kind of message. If you
almost
go to
any kind of
cameo.com/Warren Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost any kind.
No, no Beavis and Butthead.
Don't do Christmas cards this year.
Yes.
Just have Elizabeth Warren wish your loved ones a Merry Christmas.
Save a tree.
Yeah.
Save a tree. But this is a Sports Widow show. So we're going to get back to that part, which is that you asked what are we going to talk about, and there's plenty of things to talk about. First of all, tomorrow's the last big college football day before the bowl games.
Oh, thank God.
Well, and there will be no Nebraska game because Nebraska's so awful they're not playing anymore. Their season's over.
They don't have any more games?
They're done.
Oh. Would they have had more games? I mean, other than bowl games, would they have had more games if they'd done better?
If they had won any of the heartbreaking games they lost this year, just one of them, and they'd have had a bowl game.
Oh, I see.
But instead, they don't.
Okay. Well.
That's made my Saturdays very, very, very angry. In fact, I don't know if you know this, Molly, but I showed you that the one thing that the person wrote, or I told you the horrible thing that he wrote. Yeah, I took it real badly, and then I went on Twitter after the Nebraska-Iowa game, and it was a bad day on Twitter.
It was a bad Twitter day. Yes, I saw some of it.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. Now, another thing that we can talk... So this will be the last of those days on Saturday where it's just nonstop anger in college football. And there won't be
anger.
Wait,
why will it still be tomorrow? Nebraska's not playing.
No, there won't be any anger. There won't be any anger. There will be football.
That's fine.
But probably no anger.
But see, that's the thing. I like having football on. There's something to me that's very, like, comforting and nostalgic about the sounds of football on a weekend, especially like a winter weekend, and even an L.A. winter weekend, because I grew up in Dallas and it wasn't super cold there either. But there's just something that feels very, like...
We get the overcast
here for
winter.
Homey Saturday.
Sure.
Or Sunday about that.
It's just the anger and the screaming
that,
and the...
That is less nostalgic.
Yeah. That not for me, though.
Yeah.
For me, it's plenty nostalgic. But everything's relative. So that will be going away, which is good. And do you know who is starting for the New York Giants again? Eli Manning.
Oh, you should have given me a second.
I should have.
I think I would have gotten that.
I think you would have, too. That's why.
Now, I'll say this. Quicker. I would have gotten it because I didn't realize he ever wasn't.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy named Daniel Jones who went to Duke. And the funny thing is the Mannings have this Manning Academy. Yeah. Where quarterbacks, college quarterbacks get scholarships or whatever, like the good starting quarterbacks in college are counselors at this camp, and it's for high school kids, and I'm sure they pay in and God knows what. But for years, this guy had gone to that camp, so Eli had mentored his replacement, kind of.
Wow.
Yeah. And
the
now Eli
becomes the teacher.
And now Eli is coming back. And
now, why was he not starting?
Because he's no good and hasn't been for 2 years.
Okay.
And, so
and
he's
so
just riding it out.
Why is he starting now?
This guy got hurt.
Ah.
And Eli's record.
Is it like a showgirls situation? Did Eli take out his knee or something?
No.
Like that?
In fact, Eli has been commended for how quiet he's been about losing his job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know.
Great.
Yeah, he's making $22 million.
Yeah.
To not
I'd love to not have a job for $22
million. To not get the crap kicked out of him every time he goes out there. At this point, he's also his career record. Is 116-116. So there's talk of him for the Hall of Fame, but if he goes into the Hall of Fame with a losing record, he would be one of only he would be one of three at that point. Can you name one of the two quarterbacks in the NFL Hall of Fame to have a losing record?
You're going to have to give me a little
I will give you an era
or something.
Both of them played in the 60s and 70s.
Mm, okay.
Maybe they both went to Alabama? No. One went to Alabama and played for the New York Jets.
No. I don't know what that finger means.
Broadway Joe.
I have no idea who that is.
Joe Namath.
Oh, why is he Broadway Joe?
Well, he lived in New York Broadway Joe. Like
a lot of people live in New York. I'm not calling them all Broadway. He's doing those... not reverse mortgage, but a similar old person scam commercial now.
I'm Joe Namath.
His
voice goes real high.
Yeah.
Interest rates are lower than ever. I don't know if that's what he's saying.
Not, that's the Broadway coming out.
Yeah. Tom Selleck is the one doing reverse mortgages. Hey, would I rip you off?
Ugh.
I know.
NRA guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good guy. CBS has been very, very good to him.
Sure, CBS is good to all people like that.
That's
Patricia
true.
Heaton.
He's on that show called Cop Show.
Mm-hmm.
All their shows are like, it's the fat show. It's the white guy in love with the black woman
it's
show.
Blue Bloods.
It is. Exactly. That was the problem with Brian's show. People thought it was more about Irish, and they didn't have the name to let people know exactly what other elements of it were happening.
Was his show on CBS?
Yes, the McCarthys.
Okay.
So people are like, oh, where's the Irish accent?
Right. Or the communist witch hunt.
Exactly. Oh, that would have done very well. Although maybe not. That's kind of turned around. The communist witch hunt has...
Now people don't like communists. Or they do?
No, they do.
Oh.
They
like communists. They don't like socialists.
Right, right. The Russians are heroes for some reason. It really is.
Anyway, this is News Widow stuff.
You're right. Let's get back to the sports. What I wanted to talk about sports.
Wait, who's the other quarterback with the losing record?
Well, this you'll never get. Sonny Jurgensen played for the Red Sox, Skins. Reds, the Washington Native
team.
American
yes.
team. So he had a losing record, too. He also won a Super Bowl, though, so that's what you get for those things. Now, my other topic that I wanted to talk about with you, that it was sports-centric, is the fact that I've been drinking pickle juice.
Yeah.
The latest craze in hydration, pickle juice. And we got, we have an empty pickle jar.
What's the latest craze? Because I remember back in the softball days, sometimes you took pickle juice with you.
Yeah. I mean, crazes in drinks are like 10 years in the making.
Really?
Oh, hydration drinks? I mean, people are still talking about Gatorade. That was invented in like 1968.
I don't know that they're talking about other than like, did you get Gatorade? Like, I don't think it's
That's what I mean. It's out there. It's in the vernacular.
Okay.
It's in like shopping ads and stuff.
Yeah.
You see Gatorade all the time.
Oh, okay.
You don't see pickle juice that much.
No.
So it's still, until you start seeing pickle juice packets, which they are selling.
Ugh.
Can you imagine that? Pickle juice packets?
God. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's not what I meant. What a wonder this age we live in is.
Yeah.
That you can get packets of pickle juice now. This is why other countries hate us.
That is the least reason.
It's still a good reason, though.
I don't know.
Packaging pickle juice. It's like, come on, people. Wasting packaging. So I haven't noticed any difference in my hydration.
Well, but you also don't know what the past few days would have been like without it.
Oh, my gosh. We need a control.
You could have gone into some kind of dehydrated state.
You think it's keeping me alive, that pickle juice?
Maybe. I mean, we just have no control against it, so there's no way to know for sure.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just keep working that jar of pickle juice until it's empty. Once I get down to the seeds, like swallowing those.
Is pickle juice like, it's vinegar. Is it acidic, though? Like, could it give you heartburn at a point?
I think I have an ulcer.
But you've never been more hydrated.
The water just runs right through my stomach.
You have to drink it at the toilet.
That's what it was like. Oh, I talked about this already, but everyone was sick for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm discovering. Not just like in our world, but around the world, seemingly.
Wow.
Everybody was sick. A lot of sick Thanksgivings. Did you have any observations that you wanted to share about Thanksgiving?
What do you mean?
Just in general.
I don't know if we want to get into this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, Joe was bedridden.
Yeah, but I mean, legitimately.
Of course, yes. And in fact, I wouldn't let him come out.
Absolutely.
Because I was trying to keep Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is when he got sick. And we were hosting, so I had cleaned everything.
Everything.
In the front part of our apartment.
Keeping me in the bedroom.
And so I wouldn't let him go in the kitchen, and yep. Which meant that then I had to bring him things. And you know, I'll say, like, I think Thanksgiving, the meal went off incredibly well, especially considering the fact that my backup helper had to put her cat down 2 hours before Thanksgiving.
That wasn't good.
And had taken the cat to the hospital the day before when we were doing all the prep. That was my sister.
Which made, our daughter your.
That's right.
And a six-year-old is a pretty poor...
You're doing more work to have a six-year-old help you.
Even these little Hollywood ones who are on the shows where the parents are, you know, paying to have them in culinary school and they cut their little fingers off.
What?
You know, there's probably kids... They don't make a ton onto the show, but every show that has a bunch of kids
The parents are cutting the fingers off?
No, the kids are. They're trying to get their kids on TV shows, so they're teaching them knife skills, and those are the ones who wash out.
Okay.
There's probably dozens of like fingerless kids out here in the industry whose parents have sacrificed them to the cooking shows.
Wow.
I don't know. I have nothing to support that in terms of evidence.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's something we could investigate.
Yeah. Let's get on it.
Well, that's for the listeners.
But anyway, I think Thanksgiving went well, but my main observation is that it was not fun.
Mm.
And now I had the flu and... For the record, we all got flu shots.
Yes.
I had the flu, and basically the day before Thanksgiving was the first day. Tuesday I was okay.
Yeah.
I was 80% better. And
but there's a recovery.
Yes. Yeah, so I was not feeling 100%, and I love to cook, and I was doing all this prep, and it wasn't fun because there was no one else around. There was no... Well, I guess Valerie was around. There was
but she's got her.
Yeah,
her
there was, and it
screams.
Wasn't like it. And like when I cook, I like to like have a glass of wine and stuff. And there was, I didn't want anything.
Wow.
Like it was just work.
You were just drinking scotch straight.
I should have. That probably would have been better.
Cleared it up a little bit.
Hot toddies.
But you also were dealing with some new cooking of the duck, so you didn't want to get
too
ripped shit drunk.
I made duck instead of turkey, and that was stressful.
Yeah.
But it all worked out.
All right. So it all worked out. And we got that recorded. That's good. That's good. I'm gonna take that as a separate little.
Okay.
I'm gonna take that and make that a recurring loop in the sports dump.
It
all worked out. That's good. That's in fact, that's plenty. I just got to make sure we're still recording here.
Oh boy.
We are. Okay. Anything sports wise that you wanna? Do you know who the best team in the NBA is right now?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a clue.
I have truly no idea.
I'll give you a clue. They reside in this general area.
The Lakers?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have another guess?
Before the clue or after the clue?
Before the clue.
Oh, no.
After the clue?
The Clippers.
Yes. Those would have both been acceptable. But the Lakers is correct.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah. Good for them.
It's always good when the team in town is good.
Why?
Well, did you ever watch the Bulls when you lived in Chicago?
No. I know.
Well, you have the same opportunity. Now, today's basketball is different because LeBron James has been on whatever city he's in. He is on once a week nationally.
Right.
It wasn't like that with Jordan.
Right. I was a do you remember that for one season
say,
I was a
you
Lakers
were a Laker
fan?
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I was a Laker fan.
That was Paul Abdul.
It was right before you moved here.
Yeah.
And I watched all of I never really watched any of the regular season,
no.
But I watched all of the playoffs and everything.
And then you adopted the Clippers after that one game?
After they beat
Miami. We saw LeBron James there.
You did. I did not go to that. You and Brad went to that game.
It wasn't a very good
game. I watched it on TV.
It wasn't a good game.
Yeah.
It probably was, but.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. So I would encourage people, whether you're a sports fan or not, to watch a Lakers, especially a Lakers-Clippers game, because Kawhi Leonard is, in many ways, like Michael Jordan, not nearly as fun to watch. Unless you're like a hardcore like basketball nerd. Jordan would dunk, and that's amazing. This guy's not as dynamic, but it's just as dominant. But LeBron is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful time to be a basketball fan in Los Angeles.
I guess so. Or anywhere. Because you can watch them most places.
Yeah, but I mean like, you're probably rooting for a different team if you're from somewhere else.
Oh, I guess.
See, again, the Knicks have eliminated any need to pay attention to them for the last 20 years, much like a lot of the teams I follow. And your Mavericks are actually perhaps the new favorite exciting team in the NBA.
Oh, because of Luka?
His name is Luka.
Here we go.
He plays on the hardwood floor. He shoots from anywhere. He just scored 36 more. Now, I've been dying to get that published, but I guess it's tough. The parody song is tough, especially when you realize what the topicality of the original is.
Yeah.
It's one of the very few songs where people know it's about domestic abuse.
Right.
There may be many that have been written.
Yeah.
But like if you were to say, name a song written about domestic abuse.
You're going to go for that.
Go
one.
For Luka.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and nobody's endorsing that.
Right.
Okay. I got to tell you. Yeah.
What?
I was going to say, something weird in Nebraska happened. Two guys are in the transfer portal because they are banned from campus for 2.5 years for sexual assault.
What does transfer portal mean?
It means,
are they athletes?
Yes, they're football players. They didn't play all year. They were suspended all year. Under the pretense of protection of the student body, they don't release student information like that. But now these guys have been banned from campus for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
For that. And now they can transfer to another school.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I hope no one takes them. I mean, shouldn't that?
I hope so as well. Of course. It's an ongoing investigation. But this is the crazy thing about sports. Randy Gregory, I said this the other day, Randy Gregory and Josh Gordon are two players who failed a marijuana test and have lost over 2 seasons each in suspension. There's no player who's hit a woman who's been suspended for that long.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
I just got mad. All right. Well, folks, thank you, Sports Widow. I hate ending on that element, but
song again.
We're not ending on that, actually, because for the listeners who are going to continue listening,
oh,
We've got a very special message to New York Giants fans, in particular, from quarterback Eli Manning. So that's going to be up here in just a second. Hang on. Thank you one more time.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you telling me to say thank you one more time?
No, I'm saying you're done.
Oh, okay.
All right, good.
Bye.
Bye. And now, a message from Eli Manning to New York Giants fans.
Okay. Hey, New York Giants fans. It's me, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning. And I just want you all to know that this Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm going to win for you and for the New York Giants. And there's something else. I know the history of this team. And in 1984, this team could have had Reggie White. And they passed on him in the USFL draft. Well, when I win against the Eagles on Monday night, that will put us out of position to draft Chase Young, the next Reggie White. So, history repeats itself. You're welcome, New York Giants fans.